Back to the real world.
Rabbi Say, just putting everything into perspective, Rabbi Say, what we've done, don't think any of this was just background. But Lamai Say, I want to ask you a shayla, okay? You have a chayla who needs to have an iser. A chayla that needs to have an iser. And let's say he's even a chayla sheyesh bo sakana. Okay, so pikuach nefesh is doicha. But we know the din is hakala kal tchila, right? So now I can give him the iser, or I can be mevatel the iser. Ooh, interesting shayla. So now I'm going to start being clearing. So according to the Avnei Miluim, I'm not going to be feeding him truma. I'm not going to be feeding him kodshim as manazeh. So most Emavatlan is going to be Dirabonan. However, according to the Nedi Yehuda Rabbi Yisai, we might now clear, how are you being Mevatel? Are you being Mevatel Yavish B'Yavish? Or are you being Mevatel Lach B'Lach? So, you know, Yesh Lodin in these situations, you know, whether or not it's Kedai to be Mevatel in those situations, does that make it better? Does it not make it better? You know, might depend on our situation. Now, Nachakash Rabbi Yisai. I have a din of Eim Avatlan, right? So I don't have a machlekes rishonim on our daf whether or not Eim Avatlan is deraisa or Avatlan is derabbanan. Everybody say, what happens if I have an iser that's a suffik iser? The shach in our sugya, in our simonim, which by the way I would recommend if anyone has any extra time, just run through both of these sifim just to collect everything on Eim Avatlan that you can, because I guarantee you, everybody say, Eim Avatlan will come up constantly in your life. So you want to see all these nosekelim, you want to have this Shulchan Aruch in your pocket. And it's great, it works out, I'm going away, I'm giving you some time, some extra time to do it before we start Nois and Tan Lefgam. So what happens if you have Suffik Yisr? We've been talking about what you have Vada Yisr and you want to throw it into Rovas. What happens if you have Suffik Yisr?
So what?
Oh, you tell me. No. Oh, let's talk about an Yisr D'Oraisa. Well, what's the Isser of Eim Avatlan? If Eim Avatlan is only an Isser, what? Dirabonon. Maybe one could argue, what? Like the Shach argues, that when it's only what? Suffik Isser, so then the Isser Dirabonon wouldn't apply to an Isser or a Suffik. Like Suffik Dirabonon is cool, what?
Even if the item is
Dirabonon, at the end of the day, it's going to be Baal Tabashishin. I'm going to take care of the bittel. I'm not eating treif at the end of the day. What's my issue? Mevatel, the maisa bittel. That's it. Why so far away? The maisa bittel. Sok to shach. Maybe that would be different, Rabbi Yisai. Maybe that would be different. Other achronim say no. It applies to suffik isser also. Rabbi Yisai, all of these klalim make a difference. Let me ask you another question, Rabbi Yisai. What?
It's the same level as
a
regular.
Where's the shach? The shach writes like this, no? I have to find the shach now. Sadi test what? No. It wasn't on the Marmar Kaimis. Sadi test. Where does the shach talk about suffik iser? Hold on 1 second. Give me a second, guys. Give me 1 second. I'm in the Bach. Sadi test. I just told the Oilam. I think we're at Tavis teaching here today now. They were up to Kfela. So I told him the sack of it's myself. Did I tell you guys I told over to Rav Asher Weiss when at the conference?
Yeah.
They loved it so
long. 1 second, guys.
Shach.
Is he not in the share anymore?
1 second. I don't think the shach is in our simon. I think it might be in Pei Dalet.
Yeah, he's
calling about Rabbi Yisai, remind me I have to find you the shach. I find you the shach. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, but what about what type of iser? So, again, leaving the world of whether or not you're over an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbanan, that's we're keeping that on the back burner for now. Okay? Now we're dealing with whether it's d'oraisa, whether it's d'rabbanan. Lamaisa, there's a concept called Eim Avatlan and it's usser. At the end of the day, don't do it. Don't do it. So now the question is, don't do it to what? Don't do it under which circumstances? So Zok the Gemara in Beitza that we started yesterday, and now we got a chance to learn it well. So the Gemara says as follows. If you have Eitzim Shenashru Min Adekel, you have wood that fell off of a tree on the Yontif, and that wood is what? Is Mokta, which is Aser Midrabanan. The Gemara says, Marba aleim etzim muchanan umasikon. You could use that for fire if you make sure to add on more mutter wood onto the fire. Onto the wood, that's awesome. And basically creating bittul. Frak the Gemara v'hamakamahapik b'yisur, kevin the ruba d'ateirinu kimahak mahapik v'ateirinu. Good. It's not because the rove is heter, so then when I view myself moving around the wood, I view myself following the rove, and I'm moving around mutter wood and not asur. Frekt the Gemara akash. Vaha kamavatel isur lechadchila. This is the first place we found in the Gemara those words, vaha kamavatel isur lechadchila. It's not found in our Gemara, Rabbi say. It's the Rishonim that bring it up in our Gemara. Vaha kamavatel isur lechadchila. And why is that a problem? Utnan. And there's a Mishnah. Where's that Mishnah? In Trumas. It's not even a Gemara. Daf Yomi is not even going to do it. Ein mevalin issa l'chadchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel issa l'chadchila. You're not allowed to take Truma and throw it into a taruvus of chulin because you're maybe mevatel in issa l'chadchila. This is the source for ein mevatlin in kola tarakula. This is the kasha of the who on the avdamaluim? Of the stipler. How could this be the source of Eim Mevatlin L'Kol HaTarakula if the Avdim Eluim himself says you can't compare Eim Mevatlin by Truma to Eim Mevatlin Bishar Isur? So the stipler has to set up an Ukimta on the Gemara. That's the stipler in Beitza and Simin. The Gemara is saying a different case in order to answer for the Avdim Eluim. He's explaining the Gemara differently.
Which
Gemara Beitza. Mishnah and Trumas.
He is redefining the Mishnah and Trumas.
Yeah, exactly. Zok the Gemara. Aim of Avahav. It's not Aim of Alan Islachachila. So why are you allowed to do this on Yantif? Everyone with me? Why are you allowed to do this on Yantif? Honey Mili Bidoraisa Avamidrabonon Mevatle. Yeah, that's true when it comes to what? Again, not to be confused with the Rishonim. That's true when it comes to a Chetza and Isser de Araisa. But when it comes to something that's only Aser Midrabanan, namely what?
Mukta.
And don't run around, make sure that your kids don't say driving a car is Mukta. That's not what Mukta is. Mukta is a rabbinic ordinance on items that can't be moved around on Shabbos. Mukta is not Malacha. Malacha is not Mukta. Okay? Midrabanan Mevalin. Wow. Unbelievable. Geschmack. Frak Toisvis Akashe. Really? Is that really true? Frak Toisvis in Beitz and Abdalin of Eves. Vim Toimar Le'el Gabi Igul Dahabe Truma de Rabbonon Yosef Alov Yevatel. Why is the Gemara bringing up earlier that there's a problem with Truma that got mixed up? There's no problem. Because Truma is what? Is only an Isser. Why is Truma in this case only in Issa D'Rabbanan? Either it's not, it wasn't dug in Tirish V'Yitzer. What does that mean? Let's explain what Edmund means, Rabbi Isai. Most cases that you think of Truma are actually not Truma D'Oraisa. According to Rov Rishonim. Shar Peres, excellent. According to Rov Rishonim, oranges, apples, all the Shiloh, right? The Shiloh this happened. Did I tell you guys about the Shiloh that happened in my shul a few weeks ago from the farmer's market in Fairlawn?
No.
Somebody bought peppers, and the peppers were from Eretz Yisrael. So I sent that. They were mired me about this. They wanted to know what they should do. I said, quickly be mafresh, and you have to be mafresh. The truma, the meiser, the truma's meiser. Throw away the truma and the truma's meiser. The meiser, and you have to be meiser sheni. And then I sent a mass email. And then my wife came to me, and she said, I bought these peppers. I use them. And not only that, I cooked in the pot with them. So this was like a massive. Every few years, everybody said this happens when things came out from Eretz Yisrael without any hafreshes trumas from Eretz Yisrael. That this was a shaila. A few years ago, I gave a shiur in the other shul in Fairlawn. There was a shaila from Costco about the orange, the clementines from Costco, and there was a suffix that they were orla. Everybody said if there was suffix that they're orla, that's even worse. That's pasha treif. Arla with fruits within the first 3 years from Eretz Yisrael is mamish iser, and there's no way to be matak in it, and that trafes up everything.
I gave a shaila. I think it's on Wai Torah. I think it's called, do I have to burn the clementines that I just bought from Costco? I said, serious chiyuv sreifa. If it's taka orla, the din by orla is you have to burn it. Forget about the pots and pans. You might have to burn the crops. And you might have to burn the items. And by the way, Florida, if you plant a tree in Florida, right? My brother has a mango tree. He wants to have the fruits in the first 3 years. He knows the situation of, you know, what year it's in. It's in the first 3 years. Floridians, that's Isser. That's an Isser d'Oraisa. You got to keep cheshbon of your plants when it comes to Arla. So why am I allowed to go to the supermarket and buy fruits? So the answer is Alach L'Moshe Misinai, Vaday Arla is Aser in Chutz La'aretz, Safek Arla is Mutter. We did this once. When did we do this? Kiddushin, we gave Shiurim on Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, the Ramam and the Rashba, and we dealt with the sugyas of Arla. Why do we do Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra and Kiddushin? Because Safek Kiddushin, it came up with the Rashba and Daf Hey. You were here for Kiddushin?
I was, but not by Hey.
Right, but you were here for Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. So I spoke about it another time.
This year also. I remember.
Why?
You spoke about saying that the reason why we're allowed to buy products and grocery store here is because of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra.
With your brother's tree.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, brought it up.
Don't you trust an Amaretz for Trimah? The Gemara says your mom and an Amaretz by Trimah.
No, that's the concept of Demai. If I care.
Oh, really?
We don't trust. Rabbi Isai, so that's one reason why this truma might be derabbanan, because as Edmund pointed out, most Rishonim hold, it's dagon tirish v'yitzer. What does that mean? It means
grapes,
it's top grapes, olives, that type of, those type of other fruit, oranges, apples, that's all truma midrabbanan. Who disagrees with that? This I remember quoting this here. Who disagrees with that, Rabbi Isai? Which Rishon is of the opinion that all fruits are included? Who just said that? The Rambam. The Rambam is of the opinion that all fruits are included, mi de'oraisa. So that's one reason why Trumas Peiris could be derabbanan. If you don't hold like the Rambam, you hold like all other Rishonim. Another reason, Rabbi Isai, that Trumas Amaisis might be derabbanan, even if it's talking about what? Shem Zayis and Anav. And Rabbi Isai, why is Truma derabbanan? Because not based on Migdash, but because Bizman Hazeh. Because we don't have Kedushas Ha'ar, it's mi de'oraisa. We don't have Kedushas D'Oraisa, D'Oraisa, Ibizman Hazeh. So that's another major machlokes Rishonim. If the Kedusha on Haaretz was totally Nisbatel, which gets into another issue of Shvius, which I'm not talking about right now, everybody say. And that gets into Heter Mechira, and that gets into, we could go on a tangent now for hours, but we're not going to talk about this, everybody say. But these are, what?
What ended up happening with the pots?
So what happened with the pots? What happened with the pots? We have to. So here was the shiloh. So I rushed the email in the shul that everyone should be mafresh, and even if you cooked it, listen to this. Rabbi say, hold cup. If you cooked it that day, it's ironic. If you cooked it that day, so then the blias are a ben yomo. So you have blias of tevel inside the walls of the pot, which is iser. But just like the hafrasha works on the fruit, the hafrasha could work on the blias as long as what? They're on the same par. Rabbi Shechter is choishish. Remember, he once quoted this from, I don't even remember where. Rabbi Shechter is choishish. I forget who he quoted it from. Rabbi Shechter is kosh. No, from somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. It was a sefer. The Rabbi Shechter is choishish. That once the belia becomes an eno ben yomo, means I cooked with it post 24 hours, the hafrasha will only work on the fruit, but since the belias are not like the fruits, because they're what? No Saint Tom Lifgam, it comes out that you can't be metakein the belias in the pot with that hafrasha after 24 hours, and your only option is what? To do hagala. So it comes out like this. In every other shiloh where I tell you, since it's past 24 hours, it's mutter, it's no Saint Tom Levgam, that's better. Over here for Ashravas Truismaisis, according to many Gedolim, it'll be worse. Because now it's not like the fruit, so the Afrosha can't work on it.
How would you do
Afrosha? So everyone else in the shul chopped it that day. I was the only one who we cooked it a few days ago. So we had to do Agola.
How do you mafresh a blia?
The fruit itself.
No, what you do is like this. You mafresh from the fruit and you say it should be chal, not only on this, but on the blias as well.
do you hold like the rosh, but it's not fully bad after 24 hours?
Oh, interessant. Interessant. I still think that you would say it, but I like the lumdus. I like you want to say that would be enough community in the raw on the raw. According to the raw, it's gevaldik, it's garnish. But according to the Rajba, but it's still pogum tzas l'chayra, so you would say that. Interesting. I like where you're going. Good. So that's all nichlo and taisis kasher. They say all of that stuff is nichlo. Just to talk about why truma is the rabban. Sometimes you have to go on these tangents. Everybody say because this stuff is going to come up. So why was everyone so nervous on Daf Gimel Amud Beis? Why don't we just get more Dvar Mamutarim and be mevatel it? What was the problem? We misunderstood our Gemara. Our Gemara didn't mean the Oraisa versus the Rabbanon. Our Gemara meant the Rabbanon and totally the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon's that Shmek of a Oraisa. What does that mean? Hainu b'davar she'ikuru m'drabanan k'goin muktza. Muktza is totally made up by the rabbis. D'ikaru hu eino l'drabanan. It was always drabanan, it always will be a drabanan. Ava b'davar she'ikaru d'oraisa. But what? When it comes to truma, Rabbi Yisai, that fundamentally is something that's d'oraisa. Truma is a concept in d'oraisa. Okay, we have technicalities that we can be matir things and make it less severe and make it m'drabanan b'zman hazeh. But fundamentally, that's an isser that exists on a level d'oraisa. Then the Gemara was not being makel. You don't only ask yourself, is it derabanan, is it deraisa? You ask, does it shmek deraisa, does it not shmek deraisa? Good? Dika mishum dover deraisa, kagon dog and tirish, yitzar afilu mok mashaino om derabanan, kagon charpe yir same mavala. The chain mashma, I can't hold back, Rabbi. So really, I'm done with what I need from this thesis. But why can't I hold back? Because the Vayter in Tosfos says v'chein mashmo teriket anoshe gabi ahi palga dezeis the tar b'denofa b'dikula sover mar baravashi l'shirin and b'tlosim palga dezeisay. He quotes the Gemara in Tzadi Chesamet Aleph and what? And he says, and there he said, you can't be mevatel it. So ask Tosfos, it's only derabbanan. So Tosfos says, no, but it's ikaro deoraisa. So we frek the Maratz Chias on this Tosfos. What do you mean it's derabbanan? It's Chatzis Shir Asur Menat Torah. What is this Taisis? You should rip this Taisis out of your shas. What does this mean that Gemara was only Durabbanan? Oh, this was the Kasha of Rav Shechter on the date. Why is it only Durabbanan? We said Chatzis Shir Al Yedei Taruvis is only Durabbanan. Good. Tangent. Okay, we're not getting into that, right? Rabbi Yisai, flip back in your notes, Rabbi Yisai. Ayin Shom Etim Tanachas. The Maratz Chiyas in the end of Taisis. Abertaisa says that you have to touch up our Gemara, Lamaisa, and it's not Deoraisa versus Derabanan, it's Shmek Deoraisa versus not Shmek Deoraisa. Even a Derabanan that has Ikaro Deoraisa would be restricted to now come and be Moisifal of and to be Mevata. Good. Comes along the rush. Shmek means smell. You know, like when you next time you what?
Mashpia said it this year in the speech he gave last semester.
Right. Okay. So he speaks Yiddish.
They are good.
Right. Right. You smell someone's cologne, you say, that Shmek's good. Okay.
Rabbi, do you ever deal with Christian Jordan?
No. I try not to deal with Jordan at all.
No, I'm saying if they come, we import it. Technically, Jordan's part of Eretz Yisrael.
No, all
the
land of Israel.
Not all of Jordan. So we have
even got part of Lebanon.
Aver Ayarden.
I'm saying we're never talking about that, and there's plenty of food that's coming from that.
I hear. I mean, you get into the shiloh of whether or not Aver HaYarden has Kedusha. That's a separate machlekes also. If Aver HaYarden has Kedusha. It comes up in Avodah Zarah, it comes up in Adarim, Nesachim that came from Aver HaYarden. There's the Ramams. I mean, at least on a level of the Rabbanan there would be. So you would have to deal with this issue in terms of that. I think they do take care of it in Eretz Yisrael.
Don't say in the Parsha that it's less...
Rabbi said the Tosfos in Chulin Adavav talks about Aratzos Hasmuchos Leretz Yisrael having Trumas and Maisers at least Midrabanan. We do have, even on level of the Rabbanan, you still have to take care of that in terms of Kashrus. I believe the Rabbanut takes care of that. This is talking about things that are in Eretz Yisrael Mamish that was just exported out that has no Hechsher on it. That could be a serious problem and you could have Tevel in Chutzars. So Rabbi says, Zok the Rosh, when the Rush comes along, the Rush, and the Rush says something totally different. Zokta Rosh, he just flipped the Gemara that I just read and said a totally different shot. He said, you know why you're allowed to be Marba and be Mevatel over here? Is because of what? Not because it's Derabanan. Well, because it's Mikla Kali, because this wood is going to be burnt up. How did he just ignore the Gemara? What is the Rosh saying? Rabbi Sai, according to Tosis, so we touched up the Gemara a little bit. But fundamentally, the Tosis is saying you got to ask yourself one question when you want to be Marve, when you want to take Rov and be Mavatal Biyadayim. What? The question is, you're going to add to the Shear if there was an original ratio and a measurement of Bittel and nullification to begin with. Am I dealing with a straight up derabbanan, or am I dealing with something that's a quasi d'oraisa? Fundamentally, the Gemara says. Whereas according to the Rush, the answer is no. Wood is different because wood is burnt up. What in the world just happened? So the answer is, everybody said, you got to look at the Gemara. After the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, "Hani mili yemister d'oraisa, hani mili derabbanan." Then the Gemara asked a brand new kasha. What was the Gemara's brand new kasha? It's not just the fact that there's a problem in one Simon Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadi Tes of Eim Avalan Yisrael Chachila. Ask the Gemara a kasha, how is it batal? This is against the halacha that an Isser that lends itself to Heter, an Isser that is only temporary, an Isser that is what? Awaiting a permissible time, is never nullified. Because it's a davar sheyesh lamatirim, this wood. Mukta is only usher till the end of Shabbos. Frek the Gemara Kasha. V'l'ravashi da'amir davar sheyesh lamatirim afilu b'drabon ala batar ma'ikal ameymar. And according to Ravashi, that taught us that a davar sheyesh lamatirim is a type of iser that never lends itself to bittol. Linder, a type of iser that never lends itself to bittol. That can't be batal, so how's it going to help you to now add more wood to this situation? Zokte gemare, honey milehecha de isa li sura bein, ahacha mikla kali sura. No, it's not a problem. Because why? The wood burnt up. So the chumra of davar sheyesh lamatirim was never said to something that what? Is not going to be in its original existence like it was before you threw it into the taruvis. Fascinating gemara. Davar sheyesh lamatirim has its limitations. Where? Where it's going to be mikla kol yisur, it's totally going to be burnt up. Givaldik. That's relevant for when I give shir on what? Davar sheyesh lamatirim. And that's the way Tosis learned our Gemara. Moirav Rabbeisai, what in the world is going on here, Rabbeisai? Anyone have pshat? It's modna. What's wrong? What's right? Rabbeisai, someone explain to Yosef. David, explain. Why are you stuck?
Because it seemed to say that Derabanan was fine, and then the only reason why you brought in the case of Mikla Kali was to get out of a side reason that would make it usher, which happened to be the Davar sheyesh lamatirim.
What's right?
Problems with the Rush.
Yeah. The Rush makes no sense. Tosis doesn't learn like this, everybody say. The Rush took Gemara's and read it backwards. It's like, does he have a different gear, sir, everybody say? Everyone with me? Rabbi said the Rush didn't have a different girsa. The Rush understood that when the Gemara came on to that answer of Davar sheyesh lamatirim, of there's something unique about being Mikla Kali Yisura, listen, Rabbi Sai, the Rush felt that was the new answer for all of the issues that were bothering the Gemara. Once the Gemara introduces something about these Eitzim, that they are unique, that they're Mikla Kali, now that's a resolution to all my issues with the Eitzim, and that answers the original problem of the Gemara of Haka Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechachil. That's the way the Rush learned the Gemara. It's true. What triggered the issue of Mikla Kali was an additional Kasha of Davar sheyesh lamatirim, but once the Gemara introduced this idea and this categorization of Eitzim being unique, and that's the reason why we could ignore our
halachic principle of something which is temporarily usser, doesn't lend itself to bittul, that only applies to an isser that's not going to be burnt up. But an isser that's going to be miklakali could even be bottle if it's a davar sheish lamatirim. Zok the Rosh, that answered the Gemara's original kasha of haka ein mavatlan isser lechatchila. Moreover, Aboisai, where does that leave me? In addition to just two ways to learn a Gemara, before I take questions. Ha! Everyone hear what Yosef said, Rabbi Isai? You thought things were geschmack? You thought that the Gemara in Beitza is now going to be a tremendous leniency to tell you the Raisas versus the Rabbanans? That's only if you learn the Gemara like Tosfos. The second you learn the Gemara like the Rosh, Rabbi Isai, oh my gosh, you just like, you have a deflated
case. Chicken and cheese is gone.
Deflated what? Chicken deflated and balloon
gone.
Over here.
Chicken and cheese is gone.
It's schwer, Rabbi Isai, because the Rosh rent the Gemara with this, Yosef's 100% right, you lose the chiluk of the Raisis for the Rabbanon. This whole Yesoidis de Kakasha comes from a Machloikis Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara in Beitza on Dalet Amud Beis. What were we answering when we said Mikla Kol Yisur? Because let me tell you something, Rabbi Isai. None of your shilas are going to be dealing with wood. And none of your shilas are going to be dealing with things that are going to get consumed by the fire. The Rush basically says this Gemara is limited to wood, to Eitzim. It's like, you're like, don't add a clue.
Yeah. But then how does he solve the problem in Afte? It's going to be burnt up, so what? I'm playing with Moksa.
That the Gemara already dealt with.
It says because it's batel b'rov, and then they ask, it's not going to be.
That's not what the Gemara. The Gemara says batel b'rov. That good.
Right.
New kasha. Eim evatlin.
Right.
So the Gemara says deraisim v'derabanan.
Right.
So we never backed out from b'rov being mahapech. No. Remember the Gemara. Kasha number one. V'ha'ka mahapech v'yisura. Kaven deruba de'aterin into kamahak b'deherah kamahapech. Good. Now I'm starting shir. I v'ha'ka mavatelis luchatchila. Zok the Gemara, the Raisa of the Rabbanon.
I can only do that because it's going to be consumed, but I'm using that bittul to literally...
No, you're not reading the Gemara correctly. The Gemara never backed out from Rov. It's Rov. So therefore, when I'm moving it around, I'm not touching Mukta. Because Rov of these things are not Mukta. Frek the Gemara, another Kasha. New Sugya. Hakam Avatalis L'chachila. Zok the Gemara, the Raisa of the Rabbanon. According to Tosis, that stands L'maskana. According to the Rush, that was a temporary answer. No pun intended. And the Gemara goes on to say, Davar Sheish L'Matirim, there's an additional problem. On that, the Gemara resolved with Mikla Kali Sura, Zok the Rosh, that even answered the Kasha of Hakam Avatalis L'Chachila. Yeah.
I feel like the system of the Gemara is like, has these types of cases where you're like, oh, this is the Matir, then, oh, but you have a Sibatili, that's a problem, and like, oh, you get out of it that way. We don't assume that the last thing is then answering the first thing. It's
not the Pashas of the Gemara. It's not the Pashas of the Gemara.
To learn the Rush, it makes sense when you want to learn the Rush.
What was the Rush? What do you think compelled the Rush, Rabbi Yisai, to learn like this?
He wanted a theory for saying that you could there about him.
Is that? I don't want to say that.
Then what else?
You think he had an agenda?
I'm not saying that he was.
What is it coming?
How is the Rush?
That's not Amos. One second. Let's see. Does he say anything else? No, he doesn't explain. I think the Vart might be.
How's that even an answer? How does Mendel even answer for Eim
All the Rush was saying, I think, all the Rush was saying is you can't extrapolate from this case outside of what this case was. So if this case is unique because it's what? Not only it's Durabana, but it's also Miklakali. So then don't bring me any rayas that the din of the Mishnayis and Trumas of Eim Avatlan Yisrael Chachila don't apply to to Yisurim Derabanan, because you can't bring a raya from this case, because there was something unique about this case that it was miklakol. So therefore, says the Rush, you can't have our Gemara of Eitzrim Shenashim and Adekel to be a raya to now a new Yusayid that anytime it's going to be Derabanan, it's going to be mutter, because this case where we're being matir had another quality to it to make it less severe. So I think that's where the Rush was coming from. It's true. The Gemara's agenda, the Gemara's reasoning and rationale was only to answer Davar Sheish Matir. But once that's the case, so you can't extrapolate from this Gemara to any other cases that are not similar to this, that it's burnt up. So therefore, outside of wood, outside of mukzah, you're not going to be able to be marbeh and add on, if even if it's Isser Durabona. Yeah, Moshe.
Truma isn't Miklakali.
Right.
So how is Miklakali Shaykh as an answer for an Imavatim question?
We're talking about Eitzim.
Yeah, I'm saying, in this case, it makes sense. This case is Miklakali.
And the Mishnah says Truma is Usser.
Yeah, but if the whole makor of
Emavalin is Truma, yeah.
So then the answer of Miklakali isn't a Shaykh answer to the problem of...
No, Fakir, reverse. Truma is Usser, because it's not Miklakali. Eitzim is Mutter, because it is Miklakali. The opposite.
The reason why it's Mutter here...
No. Right? Did you get the stages of what I said? That's what Gemara says, right? So therefore, says the Rush, anywhere outside of Miklakali, we don't have any reason to be mad.
Only Miklakali.
That's a Derabanan.
That's a Derabanan, and it's Miklakali. It's not only a Derabanan. Yeah.
We used this earlier in the year to say that that something that's Miklakali is not going to be a Davar Sheishal Matirin. Like we said that by food also. That food that's going to spoil is not considered Davar Sheishal Matirin.
Right.
So why are we...
That's true.
So why are we...
We brought it up by Chametz. Right. We said it's not a Davar Sheishal Matirin, because if you're going to wait till the Zman Heter, it's going to be spoiled. So then... You don't say, right, Rashi said, Rabbi said, what's the svar of Rashi and Davar Sheish Matirim? Who remembers? Rashi and Beitza? Achi Yochlan Behevi, Yochlan Beisr. Why eat it now? Eat it later. So the Malik's going to say back to that, which is the svar that we quoted from the postgame. What do you mean? I can't. I can't use it later. I want to use it now. What was another svar that we said, Rabbi said? That slach. If it's hishtamshus, that I can use it again and again. So very nice, I can use it later. But I want to use it now. Where does the slach say that, Rabbi said? Beitza and Daftalin, I'm a beis. He's talking about our Gemara.
What does the food spoiling have to do?
So now, what do you want to say? So the food spoiling.
So the answer is Miklakali answers Davar Sheishal Matirin very well. But how are you then? If we know.
No, the Rush is trying to say that you can't bring me what this Gemara is extrapolating, that since the fact that we are Mako by wood, you see that this is now a new halacha in Eim Avatlan that we could be Mako in certain cases. So Zok the Rush, you can't be Mako more than the case was. So Miklakali Yisura is a reason why I could say, I'm not actually being Mevatalit. The Issa doesn't even exist anymore. It's totally burnt up. So therefore, if you have an Isser, if it's existing still in the Taruvis, so then that's not going to be something that's going to be Mutter. That's what the Rush says. Yeah.
I thought the Rush was a new opinion. Have you seen that some are saying...
No. The Rishonim are only explaining within the Gemara. And the Rush is his opinion that's arguing with Tosfos in the explanation of the Gemara. Rabbi say, where does this bring the... What? That's what it is. He's explaining the Gemara. Rabbi say, this is where we get Lahalacha, a major breakthrough within Psak Halacha, Rabbi say. Because this Machloikis between Tosfos and the Rush, Rabbi say, actually makes it in Shulchan Aruch, as I'm going to tell you right now. Isser shel Divrayim. Sari tesiv vov. Ein ma'arvin oso bi'adayim. No one holds you're allowed to what? Take something that's not ma'uruv at all and throw it into a taruvus. Even v'im asa kein b'mezid asr. And if you did it b'mezid, it's asr. Aval nafal me'atzmo. By the way, just parenthetic, Rabbi say. If a person was mevatel isurim b'shaygeg, you see b'feirish already in the Shulchan Aruch, halacha l'maisa, it's mutter. Okay, we're only talking about situations where you think you can outsmart halacha. You know those people? Oh, I could take this, sir. I'll learn bit of barov and I'll throw it into the taruvis. No, that's then called aim of atlanis l'chachila. You're trying to be mazin intentionally to circumvent the isser, and you're going to be mavatal biyadayim. We're not going to apply bitul in those situations. But says the mechaber, avalim nafal me'atzmo ve'ein beheter kedei levatlo. But if what happened? The Isser fell in. And what did it fell into? Fell into a situation where there's no Shishin. So it's going to be Isser, right? So Achter Mechaber, Marba Olav Umevatlo. You're allowed to what? add more and create bitul b'shishim, bitul b'rov, b'yadayim. As long as it fell into the taruvus on its own. Why? Zokta mechaber, because it's iser divrayim. Rabbi say, if I ask you, who is the mechaber passing la halacha like? The halacha toisvus. The mechaber took shitas atoisvus, and he paskined like that. And he paskin like that.
Wait, isn't he talking about being...
Where is the Be'er HaGoyla in these Shulchan Aruch? One second, give me a second.
Top left.
Isn't that the Rosh from the
Rosh? Uh-huh. Memra of Rav Masna Beitza Daf Dalid. So he's quoting the Memra of Rav Masna. And it's according to the explanation of Tosfos. Good? One second. Zok Sehelege Ramah. Yeshaimer, de'ein levatel iser drabanan, oy lahoyselov. Just like you're not allowed to take the iser via dayim and throw it in, which even the mechaber would agree to, but you also can't be moisif and marbe and add more to the ratio that you need if it's an iser drabanan. Kemo be iser daraisa. Just like everyone would agree by an iser daraisa, Rabbi Say. The ain iser shen esbatel kagon shahal yeshishim kenegdo v'nistotz abo acherkach mina iser rishon. Oh, so far, that's a new halach. Good.
He didn't say the.
So Rabbi Say, who's the Ramah quoting? So we look in the Ramah. Tur b'shem harosh. Rabbi Say, our machlokes, two ways how to read a Gemara and Beitza, is going to be a nafkamina between who and who? Svardin and Ashkenazim. When it comes to an iser. When it comes to an Issa Rabbanon that fell into a taruvus, you don't have a shear of bittel. Can I now take more and be mevatel it? If a Svardi would do it, heter gomer. If an Ashkenaz, as long as it's not what? Ikaro deoraisa, like Taisa said, as long as it's a straight up the Rabbanon, Bishalakum, all these Isurim. Whoa, we didn't get to there. Okay, good. That would be, that is the machlekes, how to learn the Gemara in Beitza. Good? That's good. We're going to get to your question about it. You can eat this food, and let's get to that in a second. Good. Give me time. The problem is, Rabbi Say, I'm going to jump a little ahead and then come back to what David's asking. There's a major problem. Because if you look in the Shach, in Sifkat and Yates, the Shach asked a Geshmak Akash. Koshe Deba Orachayim Simen Tofresh Ayin Zayin Sosama Mechaber. But it's a classic question. Towards the end of Hanukkah,
still have the oil.
What do I do with my leftover oil?
It's sitting on my counter.
Right? Was it say in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Say?
Burn it.
What about flushing down the toilet? What about putting it in down the sink? What do you hold about that, Rabbi Say? We'll get to it. Just trying to whet your appetites. Rabbi Say, you have to burn it, right? Says the Mechaber, you have to burn it. Why? Let's remember, guys, we're Hamish. The best shilas come from us. We do this. We mix with our glasses. Two sides. Chamiktas chamkula. Right? The two sides of the fork. Right? You remember that, Sugya?
Yeah.
But you say, we're Hamish. So just like we're Hamish with the fork and with the glasses, and we do our grilled cheese and we make our steaks with ironing, with irons. So, and on the ironing board, but you say, what are you... You didn't hear that from me?
Like
China, that means you missed. That means you missed a lot of shear. Rabbi Say. Why can we be Hamish now? Let's, instead of buying a new jar of oil, let's just use Hanukkah oil for our food. And be marbe alav, and add more, and we could save some money. So frek the shach. Well, slow down, everybody. Say. Let's first ask the kasha. Kasha de bar achayim simin tofresh ayin zayin sasa mamachaber the kos of the moiser hashem and shemin erchanika shenis arav v'shemin acher. Mechaber says even if it got mixed up, right? It got mixed up in other shemin and there's no shishim in the shemin. The ain bo shishim levatlo and there's no shishim to be levatlit. You can't add more oil into that concoction. Why? There, the Mechaber sounds like what? The Rosh. Frek the Shach, it's a stira in the Svardim. It's a stira in the Mechaber. In one place he says that you're allowed to be Marva Olav, you're allowed to add more to reach the Shir of Shishim, like the Taisus. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchus Chanukah, he ends off Hilchus Chanukah. I think it's the last halacha in Hilchus Chanukah that you're not allowed to add more oil to oil that got mixed up in a taruvis, a bam kasha. Barei Chanukah eino elo derabbanon. Gam beis Yosef lehevi shum poisik shecholik alze. And the beis Yosef brings this down. He doesn't even bring a yeshayimrim that says maybe it's mutter. Can't be. Everyone hear the kasha? Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. Ish lechalek. Ish lechalek. No, you're right. Ish lechalek. Ish lechalek. The hosam kaven. It's not a skunk. Yeshem ish lechalek. The hosam kaven. The hoktzalim. It's vaso chomer tve. What does the Shach say? It's more chomer because of what? Because it's muktzal mitzvaso. There is a concept, Rabbi say, huktzal mitzvaso. Where do you find this concept, Rabbi say?
Esrog.
What are you not allowed to do with your esrog? You're not allowed to eat your esrog. What are you not allowed to do with your hadas? You're not allowed to smell your hadas, right? Certain things that are oimid l'mitzvasa, you're not allowed to use them for the anah that you would use an ordinary item for that. That's hoktzul l'mitzvasa. So zok the shach, why is he with me? Zok the shach, a chiddish, that hoktzul l'mitzvasa now trumps the regular halachas of the rabbanus.
What's that?
What? He says muktzah in our Gemara is really only an issur d'rabbanan. But when it's muktzah, when it comes to a mitzvah, then you have to be more severe.
Why?
No. It's all the Rabbanan. Taisus points that out. The one exception to that rule, Taisus points out, when it comes to a sukkah, the walls of the sukkah, the Gemara says in sukkah daftes, everybody say, who's with me for sukkah daftes? Kishem shechal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Chayala chagiga kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. So Taisus says, why do you need that? Plus huktzul mitzvaso, which is the rabbanon. So Tosis says maybe the sukkah fell, whatever. All the different terutzim of Tosis and the other rishonim there. But the concept of huktzul mitzvaso is a muktzul midrabbanon. So Rabbi say if it's midrabbanon, the shach made a distinguishing idea over here. But lemaisa, if you learn the Gemara Beitza, you would say muktzul is mutter. Why is that a good terutz? So comes along the Chavas Das, and the Chavas Das says something remarkable. On this kasha of the stira and the machaber, he says it's not a stira. Really, the machaber is meika when it comes to items that are usher to eat midrabana, because you're now adding it on, and now it's going to be batal barov, and you're going to be fine. Good. That's the machaber's psak based on the Gemara and Beitza. But what's unique about Neres Chanukah, about the Shemen of Chanukah? Says the Chavas Das.
Oh, it's like
it's also aser beha na'a. It's not only aser b'achila, it's aser beha na'a. So what? So if I now am being mevatalit, and now I'm going to have what? 6 gallons instead of 3 gallons of oil. What did I just create myself to get, Rabbi Say? I was able to be ne'ne from this oil. So you're right. You're right.
What's that?
It's
more oil.
I have more oil. I saved money.
Monetary gain? Is that
and the fact that I now have more.
By the time I get more oil, it's already bottle.
Right, isn't it?
It's bottle, but it's still, now you have increased volume. You are considered being nene from this item.
I don't have increased volume of what it's also for me to get enough from, because that's bottle already. It's gone.
Right, meaning what he's saying.
The Hanasi. No, clearly the Chavas Das is saying it's not gone. And you're actually being nene by the fact that you're being marbin. Now you're being nene from that item. Because now there's an increased amount.
How do you say it's not going to...
What?
Isn't just regular oil what gives mavato?
What's mutter?
No, because the hadnah's still there. You're still going to have hadnah's.
It's not an issue.
He's saying that whenever you would say iser bitul l'chadchila would never apply to iser hadnah.
He's doing things like that.
You can do that based on chadchila.
Once you say I'm not, you're making distinction.
Mavato is mavato.
It's bitul, so then I'm not going to...
No, it's not. It's still there. He's viewing that's what Moses got. How can it's still there and you're not getting his value from it?
It's not. The word is not. It's still there.
Because the Torah said it's Moto, but now I'm getting that net from the fact that it's there.
But it's not there.
Rabbi Yisrael, you don't believe me? Let's read his Lashon inside. No, the Torah says it's Mutter. But that doesn't mean it's not existing.
The oil is Mutter.
The oil is Mutter.
Let's see inside. Rabbi Yisrael, who's the Chavos Das? 12 points.
Oh, I gotta get this.
No. He's answering the Shach's cash.
Son of the Taz.
Grandson of the Shach.
Who is the Avnei Melon, Rabbi Yisrael? Ktois. Who's the big bar plugged of the Ktois?
Nesivis.
So what's the Nesivis' safer on your day?
Chavos Das.
Wow. So
Bittul is only a thing.
One second. No, everybody say I'm leaving inside. Let's see.
It's gone.
I'm leaving inside. The beisar achila she'ino also rak mitiimas taima de isura v'kevin de mevatale shuv eino margish hatan. The taste is not there once you institute bittul, and therefore, when it comes to just issues that are machalos asuras, it's bottle. Mashein kein beisar hano kishenoitel. Listen to this. Umevatlo hare nene b'mashenoitel umevatel. I can't use an item and now be nene from it by the fact that now my animal is now gaining from it. So I'm also gaining from the fact that I'm now increasing it through the bittul. The behemah is going to be mutter afterwards. Afshin ispatim, even though I took the isser hana and I fattened my animal with this isser hana, that's considered isser hana. Because I am now benefiting from the fact that this kosher animal is now fatter than it was before, and I'm going to get more money for this item. If I sell a barrel of oil, Rabbi Yisrael, and it's half full, as opposed to now being full fill, well, I'm going to make more money, Zev the Chavos Das. So that's considered Asher Vanah. So what does that come out to be, Rabbi Yisrael? According to this Chavos Das, if you accept this Chavos Das, a new cloud. Itzer bittul lechatchila by the rabbanans, even in the world of Svarim, only apply to what?
Achila.
To treif, to achila, to macholos asuris. But if it's going to be something that's aser beha, then it's going to be what? Aser levato biyadayim. New halacha. Based on this kasha of the stira within the machabers, the Chavos Das comes with a chiddush that's not found in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh lechalik between macholos asuris, iser achila, which the mechaber would be mekel to be mevatel biyadayim if it fell into a taruvus that wasn't the right ratio, and iser ano that you're actually getting benefit from the fact that there's more volume.
Functionalize,
specifically biyadayim, or what if I accidentally mix mechanic oil with regular oil? It's a show you completely. I'm not doing it like biyadayim.
According to the Chavos Das, awesome.
But it's not because you can't add more.
We're asking the kasha, can you add more? But the machaber, no. But that's the case of the machaber.
So I'm saying, but
if it got mixed up into a taruvus and there wasn't a shear or a ratio of bittul, the machaber says you're not allowed to be marbolov. Frek the shach, why? It's only derabonim. It's there as Chanukah.
So it's not a din in bittul, it's a din in being marbe.
Yeah,
but okay. If it's already
which
is
bittul,
what if it's bittul?
Everyone, the machaber says here, if you take an iser derabanan, if you take an iser derabanan, you chuck it in. No one's going to say we're only talking about in a case where it fell into a taruv like
eitzim. I'm saying if I take bishogi and now I have
still
it's also even though
not bishogi, it fell in on its own.
That's what I'm saying. It fell in on its own.
Question. No, but like something good right though. you have Hanan by Dioraita? Like, by Shari Surim, was something Dioraita? What was the din then according to this?
By an Issa Dioraita?
Yeah, by an Issa Dioraita, that's an Issa
Dioraita. That's not like Hanan,
because it's Issa Dioraitan. You have an Issa Dioraitan with
this. No, Hanan might be Dioraitan. Right. Hanan by Dioraita is the case of Hanan.
So could you be Moses?
That would be. Oh!
Could you be Moses?
You're saying, according to the Machaber, if you have Hanan, by which is only Aser Midrabanan, that now fell into another Taruvis.
Hanan, you have Hanan of something that's Isser Behana. So like Truma for
Does he say God. No in Halakha?
According to the, that would be in the Nach community in the Shach and Reb Kiveg.
Does he say no in Halakha? Yeah. Isn't that talking about Hanan? You can't add to Hanan unless it was without Yedua?
Well, it has to be, I'm saying it has to be in a Taruvis. It fell on its own. Right. Well, we'll get to that. Rabbi said, let's just not lose cup. Comes along Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he says, in Mincha Shlomo, he says, I don't know about this Chavis Das. I'm with Moshe. I don't know. Is that considered Hana'a, Rabbi say? What is Isser Hana'a? You know that most Rishonim hold? This is crazy. But even when it comes to Isser Hana'a, when the Torah says, don't be Nene from Basu L'chol, what does that mean?
Can't sell it.
So again, don't paskin based on what I'm saying, because it's Isser for you to sell it, and that's what we're going to assume. But some Rishonim held, that Isser to sell it, that's not what the Torah actually meant. The Torah meant, when it talked about Hana'a, to get mamish hanos aguf, many rishonim hold, to actually be mishtamish in it, to actually use it as a jacket, as a coat, or to be nene from it, to now get some sort of ishtamshes. The fact that I'm gaining a profit from it, many rishonim might say that that's not the classic isser hana. We're not talking about this now, Rabbi Yisai. Let's wait till we get to the isser basar v'chol of what's included isser hana. Avada, it's aser, and we're going to assume it's also deraisa to sell it. But zokta Shlomo Zalman, this is not considered nene. The fact that there's an increased volume, it's so removed from the Isser, to say that that's considered Nana, he makes a case that he doesn't think that this is Hana. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm about to introduce to you my pshat in the answer to the Stira Mechaber, and I hope you all remember this in future years, Hanukkah. And I said this over at the Yortzeit Shir a few weeks ago on Hanukkah in one of the apartments here, and this is my pshat. I think this is Mamish Emes Lamitoy, and I'll tell you in a second, after I said this, who I found it in the name of. Rabbi Yisai, there's a lot more background that I have to get to, but I'm not going to have time to get into it. But there's a lot of dinim that we see when it comes to Neir's Hanukkah, and Schultz already alluded to it. What did the Mechaber say that you should do with this item? Instead of being marv on it? Burn it. Does anyone think that's weird? What? When I have tzitzis and I'm done with the tzitzis, or I say, what do I have to do? I'll be din. No.
You use it, right?
People are mahadir to bury it, but I'll be din meikar adin. You could. It's tashmish a mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, it's not chayv gniza. It's not like kisvei akodesh, and therefore I'm allowed to what? Respectfully throw it in the garbage.
Double covering.
You put it in a covering in a respectful way. Lulav, all these things. So there's a hiddur to burn it. There's a hiddur to teach it, to you save it for bir chametz. But al pidin, once the mitzvah is over, you're allowed to dispose of it because the mitzvah is done. It's not like kisvei akodesh. It's not like Seamus. It's not like things that are ton gniza. So now, why did the Mechaber say that by Neir's Hanukkah? You can't be marba on it. So what do? Throw it out in the garbage. Why did the Mechaber say to what? Not to sure. Burn it. Where else do we have any other mitzvah that we have to burn?
Arla.
Okay, those are dinim d'oraisa, everybody said. But after the mitzvah, what other? What you just said? No, sir. The leftover what? Karbonos of the mikdash, the dinim that you use in the avodah, you're mechuyev to what? This week's parasha. Oh, by Karban Pesach, you are mechuyev to what? To burn it. To burn it. Perhaps, everybody say. Perhaps the Mechaber was telling us to burn the leftover shemen because of what we say and we mean when we sing Alanis. Haneiros alolu koydeshem. And it's not osur lishtamish lehem because they're just hoktzul mitzvasa. But there is kedushas hamikdash, at least on some level, and we now have to treat this as a chetzav mikdash. And we can't just dispose of it. It's not Doraisa, but it's Ke'en Doraisa. And we can't just dispose of it. Zok the Mechaber, burn it. If that's the pshat, and we have to what? Treat it as if it has kedushas hamikdash. Rabbosai, what am I going to bring back to the playing field, Rabbosai? I learned in Avnei Miluim. And what did the Avnei Miluim tell me? That when it comes to kodshim, when it comes to truma, ein mevatlin is what? Oh, yeah. Is there a ball? No, no, no. Is there a raisa? My Rebbe Rabbosai, if that's the case. So even if the Mechaber in general holds by Isurim, the Rabbanon, he cares.
We had him in a 2 minute clip.
Even though when it comes to Isurim, the Rabbanon in general, what Rabbosai? It's going to be mutter to be marve on it. And add more to the tarovis of the Mechaber, with one exception. What's the exception? Kodshim! Or something gain Kodshim. Because I have a what? I have an Avnei Miluim. He told me a bittul is a chachila by Kodshim is what? Is the oraisa. So therefore, what's the one application la halacha of that? Neiris Hanukkah. Moiradik. I said this pshat to farem for the steer in the Mechaber, and the Rabbeinu Shalom sent me what? The Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says this exact yisoid. He says the answer to the Mechaber is not hooked to the mitzvah. It's not Dover Shei Shalom Atirim, which I didn't even get into. I didn't even say that answer. Rabbi say it's not the Chavis Das of Yisra Ano. It's very poshut. It's Avnei Miluim. It's what is the Oraisa and what is the Rabbanan. If you don't learn Chulin Sariches, so then you can't understand Beitza Davdalid, and you can't understand the Stira and the Machabers. And it's only once we put everything together, Rabbi Yisai, that we could farem for Zokter Shlomo Zalman and Baruch Hashem Shekivanti to answer the Stira in the Machabers.